insulate its occupants from the modern world. Ironically, they will now be the first to learn the truth, Kirsch thought, wondering how they would react. Historically, the most dangerous men on Earth were men of God, especially when their gods became threatened. And I am about to hurl a flaming spear into a hornet's nest. When the train reached the mountaintop, Kirsch saw a solitary figure waiting for him on the platform. The wizened skeleton of a man was draped in the traditional Catholic purple cassock and white rochet, with a zucchetto on his head. Kirsch recognized his host's raw-boned features from photos and felt an unexpected surge of adrenaline. Valdespino is greeting me personally. Bishop Antonio Valdespino was a formidable figure in Spain. Not only a trusted friend and counselor to the king himself, but one of the country's most vocal and influential advocates for the preservation of conservative Catholic values and traditional political standards. Edmund Kirsch, I assume, the bishop intoned as Kirsch exited the train. Guilty as charged, Kirsch said, smiling as he reached out to shake his host's bony hand. Bishop Valdespino, I want to thank you for arranging this meeting. I appreciate your requesting it. The bishop's voice was stronger than Kirsch expected, clear and penetrating, like a bell. It is not often we are consulted by a man of science, especially one of your prominence. This way, please. As Valdespino guided Kirsch across the platform, the cold mountain air whipped at the bishop's cassock. I must confess, Valdespino said, you look different than I imagined. I was expecting a scientist, but you're quite... He eyed his guest's sleek Keaton K-50 suit and Barker ostrich shoes with a hint of disdain. Hip, I believe is the word. Kirsch smiled politely. The word hip went out of style decades ago. In reading your list of accomplishments, the bishop said, I'm still not entirely sure what it is you do. I specialize in game theory and computer modeling. So you make the computer games that the children play? Kirsch sensed the bishop was feigning ignorance in an attempt to be quaint. More accurately, Kirsch knew, Valdespino was a frighteningly well-informed student of technology and often warned others of its dangers. No, sir, actually game theory is a field of mathematics that studies patterns in order to make predictions about the future. Ah, yes. I believe I read that you predicted a European monetary crisis some years ago. When nobody listened, you saved the day by inventing a computer program that pulled the EU back from the dead. What was your famous quote? At 33 years old, I am the same age as Christ when he performed his resurrection. Kirsch cringed. A poor analogy, Your Grace. I was young. Young? The bishop chuckled. And how old are you now? Perhaps 40? Just. The old man smiled as the strong wind continued to billow his robe. Well, the meek were supposed to inherit the earth, but instead it has gone to the young, the technically inclined, those who stare into video screens rather than into their own souls. I must admit, I never imagined I would have reason to meet the young man leading the charge. They call you a prophet, you know. Not a very good one in your case, Your Grace, Kirsch replied. When I asked if I might meet you and your colleagues privately, I calculated only a 20% chance you would accept. And as I told my colleagues, the devout can always benefit from listening to non-believers. It is in hearing the voice of the devil that we can better appreciate the voice of God. The old man smiled. I am joking, of course. Please forgive my aging sense of humor. My filters fail me from time to time.